This is Luke right here and his mustache. And this is Kip right here. And these are good boys. They're seeking the Lord. We got a chance to get eight guys like this in a room and just minister to them a little bit. They're seeking after the Lord, and this is totally not planned, other than I feel like the Holy Spirit has something to give us through you guys. Why do you love Jesus? Why do you love Jesus?
All righty. Why do I love Jesus?
Tell us about Jesus in you.
Yeah. I would say why I love Jesus, and of recently, it'd be because I'm learning that through his discipline, that is his love. Instead of punishment, his discipline is loving me, and he's loving me through that to pull me to a better place. He doesn't want me to be in this mucky, dirty water area. He's like, I'm not punishing you. I'm not trying to just change your behavior. I want something, I have something that's better for you. Yeah.
Come on, yeah. All right, Luke.
Okay.
Have at it.
Why I love Jesus is a very broad question. I gotta say, first and foremost, because he loved us first. I feel like that's the good biblical answer.
It's true.
But I've really been learning lately to just... his discipline, like Kip said, but just the humbling process that he's taking me through is just, it's really hard. But I know it's from his love that he tries to humble us and make us more like him. And just learning to, endure that and submit to it, because that's not what my flesh wants to do. I don't want to be humble. I don't want to serve others.
Yeah.
But he calls me to do that. And so doing that just shows me more of him.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
You boys are like 19, 20? Yeah. So why should we be encouraged about this generation right now when it seems like there's so much to be discouraged about in the news and technology, everything that's just going rampant right now? Why should we be encouraged about people your age?
Part of it is because I feel like we did grow up with the internet and social media and all that. I feel like that kind of gives us more like authority to combat it in one way. And like, we're used to how other kids act, how this like, I don't even know what's going on with our generation. It's insane, but we've grown up with it. And so we've interacted with other people who are just in the depths of that worldliness. And so I feel like that gives us a little more exposure to how to deal with it in a more, maybe a more loving or gentle way.
Yeah.
Than just like, this isn't how I grew up, so you need to like stop living this way.
Right.
You know? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good old man's voice. Good job.
Yeah, what I would add is that it seems like our generation is very all in or all out. And so, like, once they do get a glimpse, they're like, okay, I can't live without that, is what I'm getting. Like, that's what I'm seeing. And so getting a glimpse, beholding Jesus, seeing his beauty, and then they just decide. And it's like, all right, I'm going all in. Not that they're perfect. You know, we're still working. But, like, that captivates. And I don't know. It's just not a lot of gray area in what I'm seeing. And so... all in or all out is why, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Love these boys. I love what the Lord's doing in them.